This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 336 for Monday, April 3rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market advanced on Monday, the day after OPEC members announced they will cut crude oil production by more than 1 million barrels per day starting in May. Crude oil was up more than $5 US per barrel in response to the reduced output, while also supporting Chicago soy oil, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. The Canadian dollar was up 6/10 of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The May canola contract was up $8.50 per ton at $776.40. In the US, corn and wheat struggled to find direction, while soybeans rose. The U.S. Department of Agriculture projected nearly 92 million acres to be grown for corn this spring in its prospective plantings report on Friday, 1 million more than the average trade guess, led by a 27% increase in North Dakota. The USDA also reported corn stocks as of March 1st at 7.4 billion bushels, 73 million less than the trade's average guess and 357 million less than last year. Meanwhile, 42.2 million bushels of U.S. corn were exported for the weekend in March 30th, up 60% from the previous week and down 29% from the same week last year. A 150,000-ton corn sale from the U.S. to Mexico for the 2023-24 marketing year was announced earlier this morning. The May corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.58. On Friday, the USDA projected 87.5 million acres of U.S. soybeans to be grown this spring, while it counted 1.685 billion bushels of stocks as of March 1st, 246 million tighter than 1 year earlier. The USDA also reported 18.34 million bushels of U.S. soybeans were exported for the week ended March 30th, down from 32.8 million from the previous week and down from 27.3 million from the same week 1 year ago. Analysts are expecting the USDA to confirm a 175.7 million bushel crush for February this afternoon. Argentina is expected to launch a new soy dollar exchange rate to be worth 270 to 300 Argentina pesos per US dollar. The May soybean contract was up 17 US cents per bushel at $15.22. The USDA projected 49.855 million acres of wheat to be seeded this spring, with 10.57 million for spring wheat. March 1st U.S. wheat stocks totaled 946 million bushels, down 83 million from last year. For the week ended March 30th, more than 168,000 tons of wheat were exported, down 58% from last week and down 48% from the same week last year. Following Cargill and Viterra, Louis Dreyfus announced it will stop exporting Russian grain starting July 1st. The May Chicago wheat contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.94. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.75. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.98. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, April 3rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.